Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or if you're on your smartphone, the mobile site flips right over and presents itself right there inside the tiny screen in that magic wand in your hand. So check that all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com and check out the video, by the way, which, by the way, the video is going to be on the mobile site real soon, but not quite yet, and because that's a fairly new resource. But it is on the main site. Please go there and check out the new video. We have a different one up every week. Take the poll question. That's a new one every week. But every day we're putting up new information about what we've been doing here on the show and my writing, the Brain Trust members, what they're doing, like our new friend, our new Brain Trust member, Linda Kozlowski right now. We found her. We like her. We're going to hang on to her. She's Director of Global Marketing and Customer Experience with Alibaba.com. Linda, we've been talking about customized sourcing. Somebody has an idea. They need to get it made. They need to get it packaged. They need to get it bundled and delivered and marketed and sold and protected and accounted for and paid for and the money come back so we can go out and, you know, so baby can get new shoes. All that put together is a lot of work, a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And up until, you know, for years, that was really the domain of big companies, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. They really had the market cornered on that with all the resources.
Yeah, they just had the ability to throw money at it, and if they made a mistake, they just threw more money at it. Small business owners barely have enough money to do it right the first time, let alone, you know, make mistakes. And so your organization saw that, and you smoothed out the rough edges for smaller and smaller participants, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about your platform.
Sure. So Alibaba was actually started in September of 1999 as a way to use the Internet sort of as a leveler for small and medium businesses to have access to some of the same sourcing opportunities as large businesses. So whether you're exporting a product that you're manufacturing or whether you're importing and trying to buy or source, you know, existing products or new inventions, the Internet is a way to help you do that without all the costs and staffing of traditional large businesses with buyers all over the world.
Well, exactly, and so if I came to your platform, if I went to your services, use your services as a small business, how would sort of walk us through the steps?
Sure. So there's a few different ways you can go about it. If you're looking to source something that already exists, or just a slightly customized version of something that already exists, you can come to our platform and you can just essentially type into the search engine. It's that easy. And you'll come up with lots of different suppliers around the world that you can access and choose from their products. You can contact them and say...
Is this free?
You know, it is free. It's free for buyers around the world.
Okay. All right.
So we have a proprietary chat engine that you can just chat with them directly if they're online right then, or you can send them an email with what you're looking for, and they come back to you with quotes and start talking to you about what they can
wow.
do for you.
And so this is a point, though, where you definitely want to... I mean, how does somebody protect their property? Are these companies willing to sign non-disclosures, or how does that work?
Well, it depends on exactly what you're looking for. If you're trying to source something that's already been manufactured, then that's obviously a much easier transaction.
Right.
But if you're actually looking to invent something new, we've created a service called Customized Sourcing that lets you actually submit an RFQ, and then Alibaba will help you find those suppliers directly. And within about 48 hours, they'll come back to you with up to 10 quotes from suppliers who can produce and manufacture this product for you.
Wow.
So when you find those suppliers that are much, much more in tune with creating new inventions, then you start working with them directly to negotiate your non-disclosures and your contracts around the manufacture and distribution of the product.
Now, is the what about the professional services? If I'm looking for a law firm, accounting firm to help me put all this together, maybe freight forwarding or whatever it might be, those kinds of things. Are you involved in that as well?
Yeah, we have several different types of services listed on our site. So, for example, you can find somebody to manufacture your product, but you can also do a search for for legal teams and particularly for logistics services that are very, very familiar with global trade, mm-hmm. particularly when it comes to small and medium businesses. So a lot of the services that are related to trade, including even product inspection services, so you don't have to fly over and
right.
inspect your product yourself. You can hire
right.
someone else to do that for you and save on travel costs.
Distribution as well, that kind of thing?
Yep, you can find those as well. But again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring all of these different suppliers together for you so you can pick and choose from the inspectors and the legal
right.
team and the suppliers that you find that are most useful for you and most relevant to your product.
How does your business model work? Who pays your freight?
The suppliers actually pay to be a part of our platform,
okay.
To be exposed to the buyers that come to us. So that's how we generate our revenue, is through our supplier fees.
I got
which
you.
Our paid suppliers join the site for around $2,999 a year. And those suppliers go through an authentication and verification process as well.
So you've already pre-approved these folks. You've done enough due diligence on them that if when you recommend them, you're confident that they'll be honorable folks.
Well, we've looked into their companies and we've done due diligence, although we always do recommend that anybody who's doing a business-to-business transaction always do their own due diligence as well, just because it's a smart way to do business.
Trust in God, but tie your camel anyway.
Exactly.
Right?
Belt
and suspenders approach. That's what I call it. Give us that website again, Linda.
It's www.alibaba.com.
Hey, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to learn from you.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Let's do it again real soon. Linda Kozlowski, ladies and gentlemen. I've really enjoyed having her here. She's done a good job today. I've learned a lot. I hope you have. I know you have. And she'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. And stay with us. By the way, that website, remember, alibaba.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.